Representative Davis, Betty Davis had moved the department's amendment number 2. Representative Cott submitted his amendment as an amendment to amendment number 2. Are we all together on this? Representative Gary Davis.
So what does that mean? That means we're, the motion before us is to adopt Cott's
amendment number 2 as amended.
It would be Representative Cott's amendment number 1, which would be department's amendment number 2 as amended.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, don't we have to accept amendment the Hess amendment number 2 and then amend it?
We have an amendment to the amendment before us.
But we haven't adopted the second amendment, have we?
No. But we have an amendment to the amendment, and then we go to the main amendment.
How will it read?
The amendment to the amendment and the main amendment will read as Representative Cott's amendment number 1 currently reads. It inserts unrelated to caregiver plus the additional insertion that Representative Cott has a facility in which the caregiver is related to, is a relative of all the children, and it inserts after grandparents, great grandparents. Do we have some clarity here? Representative Cott, tell me you understand.
Perhaps your earlier comment, should I go first? Maybe I should.
Yes.
But
okay.
I've been checking to see what the commission
is. So we have an amendment to the amendment, which is
alert today.
Representative Cott's amendment number 1. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. You have moved your amendment. Are there any objections?
I have a question before you call for the objection. I'd like to hear from the department if they are accepting of this amendment the way it's written with the grandparents and the great-grandparents, and is it doing the same thing that you wanted to do in the amendment that you had?
Through the chair, to Representative Davis, yes. Thank you. I had to think about it because it is very complex, but yes, it does. It does.
So now are there objections?
None.
Hearing no objections, we've adopted the amendment to the amendment, which brings us to amendment number 2, which is the very same amendment that we, to the amendment we just adopted. So are there any objections to amendment number 2?
I'll move amendment number 2.
It was previously moved, and so if there are just no objections.
Excuse me, because we have amendments before us that are both labeled, we have two labeled.
We have Representative Cott's amendment number 1, and which is now a department amendment number 2.
So we're not.
Right.
Who's on first? What's on second?
I am.
We are now moving on to department amendment number 3. Representative Cott, do you have something to say on this? Okay. If someone would like to move department amendment number 3, we will have discussion. It's been moved that department amendment number 3 by Representative Cott, and would you speak to the amendment, please?
Prior to bringing this bill forward to the committee, we had 2 teleconferences with the presidents of various organizations and some Native organizations, and this amendment is brought forward because the Native organizations who were concerned about how difficult it is to license in a real small community said, let's just deal with this out front and get it in there that often when you have an emergency, it's the VPSO or the village health aide that must remove the child in the middle of the night and place the child in a home. There's no way we can get an application signed in that case and all of that. So we wanted to be real clear in the bill that that's going to be a different process. So that's essentially what we're trying to accomplish with amendment number 3.
Discussion. Any objections? Representative Toohey.
Certainly, I mean, the second line, page 7, line 30, No, excuse me, forget it. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, we have accepted Department Amendment Number 3. Brings us to Department Amendment Number 4. And the reason I was thinking we needed to adopt a CS becomes more apparent with each amendment. Would someone like to move this amendment?
So moved.
Department Amendment Number 4 has been moved, and would ask you to speak to this amendment.
Mr. Chairman, in the teleconferences that I mentioned earlier, we did have licensing staff involved. They pointed out that some variances are for only a week, and if they had to crank out a new license every time they gave a variance, that there would be a lot of extra paperwork. So this is an efficiency amendment. What it would do is add a line that on page 10, line 2, and I've not got the right page here, we would simply take out in line 2, and variance is approved by, and make that a separate item number 8, variance approved by the department for the duration of the license. And then under the posting of the license, we would insert a licensee, except a foster home licensee, shall post near the license any variance approved by the department but not stated on the license. In other words, if we give a variance during the term of a license that maybe lasts 2 months, they would post that near the license, and that's what we're accomplishing here.
Representative Tui.
This whole thing has me really bothered, because what we're saying is, in order for a small village, which is what we were addressing in here, to give a child that's in trouble, we can no longer rely on the goodwill of the village or a neighbor to take the care of this child. And we are regulating care the thing just smacks of regulating care of our fellow man out of existence. Does this bother anybody else? Maybe it's just me.
Well, I would observe that
this
is when an official comes and takes the child and places the child. It's not when the neighbor, relative, grandparents come and say, look, let me take care of the child for a while. We're not precluding voluntary action between...
Yes, we are.
I don't think so. Only when an official comes in and says, that child's in jeopardy, now I'm making him a ward of the state,
right?
Basically. And it's not saying that neighbors and relatives can't say, whoa, wait a minute, you need some help, let me give you a hand. Yeah. Representative Gary Davis.
Almost any law is on request. People can commit crimes, but if there's nobody there to request someone be arrested, they're not going to be arrested. If this child needs to be taken care of, if someone's going to take care of, they're taken care of, unless there's a request that the state step in and have something to go by, have some statute to go by.
We'd like to hope that the request will be minimal.
Thank you.
Other discussion of amendment number 4. Are there objections to amendment number 4? Hearing none, we have accepted amendment number 4. This brings us now to amendment number 2 of Representative Cott. The amendment.
Prior to the meeting, I had these amendments faxed over to me, and we looked them over and felt comfortable with all of the amendments proposed by Representative Cobb.
Committee understand the amendment. Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment Representative Cott's amendment number two has been accepted, and that brings us to Representative Cott's amendment number three.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number three, which is on page 2919. We're deleting have been arrested, children are under arrest, having current offenses and not some arrest that occurred in the past. That's all it does. Recommended by legal. And also the department is supportive.
You understand the amendment not holding someone's pass necessarily against them. Any objections to Representative Cott's amendment number three? Hearing none, we'll accept amendment number three, adopt amendment number three, Representative Cott. We will have a rather thorough CS. It would be the chair's preference that we have the CS before us before we move it out of committee. And if there's no further business to come before this committee, at 4:30, the Hess Committee stands adjourned. Tomorrow we will, just for the members' information, extend the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Child Custody and Visitation, 422, and any other bills previously held.